Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Cheltimer, my co-host, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest this week, poet Katie Hoogendam. Katie, the chapbooks are part of a limited run and they're handmade. Tell us about these choices and why you chose to forego traditional publishing.
Well, because the collection is sort of part of an ongoing process for me, trying to struggle through my feelings about not being with my parents who live in northern Michigan as they become increasingly vulnerable, and trying to wade through my own fears and anxieties about my mom's mortality, trying to be present in the moment with my mom right now as she is in this moment, I felt I needed to have a literal hand in the creation of this book. And I know, of course, handmade and local seem like they are buzzwords today. But in an increasingly digital world, I am only becoming more and more analog. So making these books by hand with the help of friends was a ritual of sorts. Those who purchased the books can know that they were lovingly made, and all of the proceeds will go to my mom's care. And there are symbolic elements. My friend Beth, who's an amazing seamstress, she sewed them for me, and we used red thread to bind them.
Oh, yeah.
There's a folk singer named Lucy Kaplansky has an album of that name, and when I was doing Carpe Noctem, the show, I don't even remember what the theme was, but the midwife for my first child, she contacted me and requested the song The Red Thread. And I later found out that it was based around folklore, Chinese folklore, that when an infant is born, they have an invisible red thread around their ankle. And as they grow, the thread becomes shorter and shorter, pulling those whom they're supposed to love and know in their life closer to them. So it's this beautiful image.
Oh, and isn't it ever?
Yeah. It occurred to me when we were picking out thread, I said to Beth, I don't know. I know there's something about red thread, and I know it's perfect for this, and I can't remember why. So let's use it. And then I went back, and my unconscious mind was telling me exactly what I needed to know. So that's another example of sort of the choices loving choices that went into.
Does that little red thread story appear in the book?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, what
no.
a pity. That would be wonderful because it's not necessarily something anyone would notice. And then
That's
coming
true.
Upon the story, just like I did as you were talking,
right.
Pick it up and look, and sure enough, there's the red thread.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
Well, the poems in the chapbook are all thematically put together, and you know, they talk about motherhood or daughterhood, if
right.
there's such a word. Are they different from the ones that you recently published in Mutha magazine?
The ones that were just published in Mother are in the book, along with others that I've written about motherhood in general and about mourning. So they're kind of all together.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's switch back to your chapbook.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about having a poetry party.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a book launch? Is this a party? What is this?
Yeah, definitely. It is a book launch. Having been a high school English teacher, I feel it's really important, as I did then and even now, to sort of try to mix a little lowbrow with highbrow. I think people mm-hmm. become so scared of poetry, they feel there's no entrance, there's no accessibility for them, and I think that's too bad.
Because
yeah, there are so many forms of poetry, there's so much. It's a natural part of the human spirit to need to be poetic, essentially. And so I'm just calling it a poetry party because everyone is welcome, and it's really a celebration of word and performance. It's on November 2nd from 7 to 9 at the Old Camborne Schoolhouse.
And where is that?
So it's about 10 minutes north of Coburg. You just go up County Road 18, which is the same as Burnham Street. It's a one-room schoolhouse, cozy venue. Just off of Burnham Street, you go down Albert's Alley, and it's right on the right there. It's just about 10 minutes from Coburg.
Will you be the only one reading?
I will be the only one reading. It's just a release for this chapbook, but my friend Shannon Linton, who others may be familiar with, she's the director of Song, which is a children's choir in the area, and she does many things in the community, so I'm hoping people will be familiar with her because she's amazing, and she and her sister will be singing throughout the night, so it'll be sort of a combination of poetry and their song, and I think it will be really beautiful. And if you don't like poetry, just come out for the music.
Well, your poetry is song, I think. perhaps you can read us a couple more?
Sure, of course. I'll go with this one, and it makes me sound like I know something about musical instruments, but I don't. It's called Wow and Flutter, which some people are maybe familiar with that term, that phrase. It's an analog phrase, if you remember record players or cassette tapes, when there was a sort of a distortion, and it kind of goes...
Right.
But I loved that term, and I love how it's grounded in the real, essentially, the material world. And I just think there's something really poetic about that phrase, wow and flutter. So there's a metaphorical significance to that phrase that still hasn't fully sunk into my bones. But I was having a conversation with my mom on the phone, and it was hard to hear her because of the distortion on a landline, no less. But that phrase resonated with me as I was listening to her, and that's where this poem came from. Wow and flutter. God, I had a hard time hearing you when you picked up the phone at the same time as Dad. First, I was confused by your small voice, quantum worlds away. Then I got all existential and thought perhaps you sounded like you were in a cave because you're so close to death and I'm so far away. And my heart started to beat outside my body, thump, thump, thump. But then Dad hung up the other phone and I could hear you just fine. So much for my existential dread. But then you forgot the name of your daughter, my sister, and then you forgot the name of my son, and soon I know you will forget my name. And when you do, will you talk to a stranger? Then you blew me away by suggesting you maybe should write a letter to my daughter, who is 1.5, barely verbal. I understood then what you know about the non-linear nature of space and time. How it doesn't matter when you say, I love you, as long as you say it once, out loud. And then we'll hear it over and over, reverberating across oceans and corpus callosums, in our ears and down our chests, your old love nestled inside our ribs, hi-fi, like a swarming beehive outside of time, your love inside us all, in secula seculorum, a deep, constant hum.
Oh, lovely.
This is a short one, and at first it might not seem to have anything to do with motherhood, but I included it because to me it seemed that at the heart was this expression of pain, the pain of being a human being and trying to have both the beauty and the heartache of knowing that everyone you love will die mm-hmm. inside of you all the time. And I wrote it actually last year, and it's called Advent Poem. After I included it in the chapbook, I was reminded of an image from a book I had read earlier in the year. It's just called The Wolf, A Story of Survival and Obsession in the West. And I won't go into the entire book, but basically a hunter kills this sort of famous alpha wolf. And after she died, he doesn't realize that she's this famous alpha wolf that people have been coming to the national park to see for years. After she dies, from out of the woods come all of these wolves, and they surround her in a circle and howl and howl and howl and howl. And he has never seen anything like this. He's shot many wolves. He's sort of a dyed-in-the-wool, you know, mountain man. And he basically, he almost collapses. He cannot believe what he's seeing, and he has to leave and come back later to pick up the body of the wolf. Mm. And that howling really resonated with me.
Mm. The whole image you just created. Oh, wow.
And so this poem is called Advent Poem. Howling wind, howling beasts. The night is dark. The moon is on the snow. The trees gesticulate, sway, moan. We are all miles from home. Inside the wildness, waiting, the stillness. Peace on earth. On the howling, the darkness, the swaying, the moaning, peace. Hmm. And this last one I'll read is called Double Negatives. And it begins with a quote. The no mind, not thinks, no thoughts about no things. It's attributed to the Buddha. Buddha was into double negatives, like my friend, Bobby the photographer, who's into double exposures. He took a picture of my mother. She was sitting in a rocking chair, and the way the light hit her, and with the translucent curtains flowing behind her, the way he layered the double exposure so that it appeared as if she were rocking back and forth, because of those things, she looked like a ghost. But though Bobby captured her using his old Hasselblad camera, bulky mechanical box of a thing, time passes, film gets lost, everything changes. And now we're digital, and we've lost the original. So I can't hold my mother's picture in my hands, only my mind. And now she's dying, and there are no negatives.
Oh. Well, thank you very much, Katie. That's beautiful poetry. We've been talking with poet and artist Katie Hoogendam. Katie, remind us one more time where we can buy the chapbook and when.
Yeah. So November 2nd, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Old Camborne Schoolhouse in Camborne, just 10 minutes north of Cobourg. It's a poetry party. Everyone is welcome. There will be delicious treats baked by friends, apple cider, coffee, and the night will be filled with the readings and the music of Shannon Linton and her sister. They're a dynamic duo. The actual chapbooks will be for sale for a suggested donation of $20. Pay more if you can, less if you can't, whatever. It's all the money will go to my mom's healthcare, her healthcare needs. I'm an American, so unfortunately we have to fundraise for such things. I hope to see everybody there.
Yeah, and I hope you make lots of money.
Thank you.
And listeners, if you'd like to connect with us here at the radio program or send us comments, queries, suggestions, please go to our website, wordonthehills.com. If you've missed a program or would like to listen to one again, you'll find all our broadcasts archived there too. You can listen to them anytime and from anywhere. Hope you'll tune in again next week, right here on Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio.